Hello and welcome to The Unreal, where everything here is mystical. Please welcome my host, Kaylee Brow.
Hey, it's me, Kaylee, sizzle my nizzle.
And my other co-host, Tanaya Lewis.
I'm Tanaya.
He loves freestyling here, and I'm your host, Quintrell. Today, we're going to read some self-written stories about three mystical creatures and give some information about them.
Woohoo, I'm so excited.
This should be interesting.
I, your host, will be telling my story first. Kaylee, then Tanaya will follow. This story is called Dark Lover. Time. All I need is time. Please just give me time. I thought I loved him. We were going to be together forever in harmony. But life doesn't work that way. As I burn this town down to its dark, disgusting ashes, I can't help but see his face again. The one I love. Schiavio. It all happened 5 months ago. I was hungry for blood, as my species does. I picked the house, went through the door window, got the blood I wanted, and left. But this particular house was picked out of by faith. I went to the bathroom where they usually sleep, and I thought I felt my heartbeat for the first time. He was laying there so beautifully. Instead of biting him, I kissed him. He was waking up, so I dashed out the room. I will remember this place, I declared out loud. 2 days later, I finally thought of a way to talk to him. And to his house I went. Knocking on the door, I was surprised to see him in a butler's outfit. Hello, Madam Rose is not in today. She went out of town. I can take a message. His voice was beautiful. It was like he was speaking with silk. I said, here. And I gave him a card. Meet me here. I want you. Be there any time. At about midnight, he was there in a long coat. I stood up and gave him a bouquet of black roses. And I looked down at him. My eyes turned slowly red. He just looked at me. My name is Terva, and I am a vampire. Please don't be afraid. I want to take the time to get to know you. He looked at me and smiled. I know you mean no harm, vampire. Of course you can get to know me. I was so happy I can jump for joy. But I played it cool. And we started to walk and talk in the graveyard. Over the course of 2 years, I learned my love was a healer. I was hunting one night and got hurt from garlic. He just hovered his hand over my arm. And it was more magical than I thought. I will make him fall in love with me. I promise that. 1 year later, I proposed to him. He said yes. I finally got him out of that place he was in. Just me and him. 2 more years, we were planning our wedding today. And it was the day. We set everything up ourselves. It's only us, away from the world. Until they came marching with pitchforks and fire. He was there, waiting for me. I couldn't help him. I came back to him hanging there, dead. I seeked vengeance, killing, burning, and hanging every village member. No one left alive, just me and my lonesome. I will have him back. Vampires are beings from folklore that lives by drinking vital life force, and that is usually blood. Vampires came from all over the world. Almost every religion has a depiction of what a vampire is. Vampires are not as sexy as you may have think in the historical sightings and religious books. A lot of vampires were usually reported as bloated and very dark in color. Not pale at all, just like Kaylee's eyebags. Modern-day vampire stories, like mine, depict the pale, more muscular, sexy vampires. Any responses?
Control, you're a bully. The story was really good. I enjoyed it. It had a very good plot twist, and I loved it.
Shade, I'm sorry. Okay, so I did like the fact that it was very happy. It started off good and very pretty, but then it got to the dark stuff, and it made you really feel his emotions. Like, I thought that was really good.
All right, thank you both. Next up is Kaylee.
This story is called The Lullaby. Mermaids were always told to be make-believe or fairy tales that were told to little girls as their bedtime stories. But what lies underneath the strong waves that our ocean provides is a mermaid named Levea, who had bright sea blue eyes with long brown hair, who one day saw a pirate named Naveen, who was on the search for lost treasure with his crew when one day at the tick of midnight. Naveen heard Levea singing on a rock above the water. He sees her and instantly falls in love, mesmerized by her voice and the harmony that she sings, makes him jump into the water. Once in front of her, she grabs Naveen and drags him to the bottom of the ocean, never returning to the surface. There could be way more to the meaning of these mermaid stories of what meets the eye. Okay, so, more about mermaids and sirens. It is actually known that in Old English, mer means sea and maid simply means women. So, meaning that, therefore, mermaids are women of the sea. So, in this story, Levea is a siren. So, going more into the facts about sirens. Sirens bring to mind images of lovely mermaids sitting on rocky shores, singing out and luring impressionable sailors to their doom. A ton of folk art, as well as many myths, support this notion, but the sirens of ancient Greece were actually bird women, literally half women and half bird. So eventually these bird women were transformed into mermaids in some of the known stories, but they kept their beautiful bird-like voices in order to draw the mariners in. So something else that I found, there was a documentary on Discovery Channel called Mermaids, A Body Found, which released on May 27th, which was a 2-hour special. And I found that the website, this is what it stated, points a wildly convincing picture of the existence of the mermaids, what they may look like, and why they've stayed hidden until now. So, to wrap up the mermaid conclusion, it is to be whatever you want to believe, because whatever you believe comes true. So, if you believe in mermaids, then they are real. They exist. What do you guys think?
Wow, Katie, that was really good. I liked all of it. Do I believe in mermaids? A little bit. Mermaids are out there, but they're not as pretty as people think. I definitely don't think they're as pretty as people think. But I think your story was really cool. It was really good. I liked the ending was scary, to say the least, but, you know, it was a really good story. Even. What about you, Tanaya?
I wonder where it went. Since it was dragged to the bottom of the ocean, it was never seen again. So, yeah, that was interesting, but, I think it was very creative. It was intense at the end, but it was very creative, and I really liked it, that it was very specific.
All right, and now for our last story, Tanaya Lewis. Woo!
This next story is about the most colorful creature known as the unicorn. Instead, this is told in a more dark tone. So enjoy. I wish this would just end. Afraid to fall asleep because of what I might see. Nothing could ever scare me as much as this did. This starts with me as a little girl, innocent little artist. My mom and dad always supported me. My dreams of being an artist was more than my imagination could handle. One day, before dinner, I decided to draw something to make me smile, but instead, it was a complete opposite. Waves of black, white, and midnight purple took over the page in a not-so-nice way. A terrifying creature captured the center with its powerful eyes staring right at me. It was too much for me to stare at any longer. I quickly closed my book and decided to eat my dinner. The whole night, the same image slowly took over my brain and my body. Soon it was the only thing I could think about. I go to sleep trying hard to not think about it, but within a blink of sleep, I saw those creepy glowing eyes, long pointy sword-like horn, and flared nostrils. I quickly woke up drenched in my own sweat from the horror. I couldn't believe what just happened. Nothing has ever scared me this bad. The dreams continued on until one day, the horrific image appeared on the faces of my own parents.
Even now, being in a mental asylum, those images still haunt me till this day.
According to Encyclopedia Britannica, the original inspiration was by an Indian-style animal which had a white body, purple head, and blue eyes with a long horn with a red-colored tip with black in the middle and white at the bottom. It also says that if you drink from its magical horn, that it will prevent any stomach problems and poison of any kind. Any responses?
I thought your story was very amazing. The music was by far my favorite out of all of our stories. And the setting was amazing. I love the twists and everything. Awesome.
I love the story, too. And thank you for the music pick, because I picked both the musics. Actually, I only picked one. I thought everything was really good. Your facts were amazing and everything. It was lovely. Well, there are your stories for this podcast. Please tune in next time to The Unreal. Give me all your responses in the comments below, and we'll see you all later. Peace. Stay mystical.